From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, we are ready to go. We have the choc top, we have the popcorn, we even have some Maltesers, and we're ready to talk all things movies. JT here, and Mr. Lee, hello.
Well, hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Another week to talk
now,
movies.
Now, funny, it is, but funny you should say Maltesers. Can I ask, have you ever tried popcorn and Maltesers in one container?
Nah, can't bring myself to do it.
Do it. The salt on the Maltesers is just incredible.
I know there are people that rave about it. Yes. People rave about it. Do you get people at the cinema doing it? Like, is that a...
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They actually
do enjoy it. And that's actually how I found out about it, is people said, you know, and that's why we have combos that are Malteser and popcorn drink combos, because people can do it.
Yeah, so you guys actually make them up. That's even better.
Yeah, well, we don't put the Maltesers into the popcorn.
Oh,
they do that. The customer does that themselves.
Why don't you put them in there? It's a complimentary service.
It's a service.
Yes, it's a service.
No, we'll let them do it. Yeah. Actually, you know why? I will tell you the reason why we don't. Because it would be one Malteser for them, one Malteser for me.
Oh.
One Malteser for me. Oh, no, hang on. One Malteser for them. I would eat the Maltesers.
Let's keep you Maltesers. Away from the Maltesers, Mr. Lee. We've got to keep you away. And you can keep me away from the Choc Tops, right? We'll look after each other.
Oh, yeah, because I know you like Choc Tops, especially our Choc Tops. You love them.
I rave about them every week. They are amazing. So if you make your way into the Forum 6, do not leave without a Choc Top. You know what? I would go into the Forum 6 just to get a Choc Top. I mean, I'll go and see a movie, obviously, too, but, yeah, your Choc Tops are amazing.
You know, you can actually do that. Funny you should say that, because we do get people coming in and just buying our popcorn or our Choc Tops to take home and have a movie night at home. They can do it. You can actually come in and do that. So,
that is so
people
clever.
Are walking past and they call in. Yeah, it is.
Oh, great. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, it's something I've got to do. Just drop in there and get some snacks. Very good.
Yes.
Well, it is, of course, our last episode for May, Mr. Lee. Isn't that crazy? The year's just flying by.
It is flying by. Yeah, where's that year gone?
Where has it gone? Yes, so, and a big show coming up. Of course, we'll do some top fives. We'll also do another edition of Movieoki with some awful acting. But you know what? Every week somebody works up a movie idea, so we must be okay, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, we must be doing it right if someone can work it out, so which is really good. And I have to say, Alicia did very well last week, so she was very happy she won some tickets.
Yeah, actually did amazing. So hopefully she got off to see a movie. I'm not sure what she went to see, but hopefully it was really good. There have been some fantastic movies out, especially last week with Strangers and Mad Max. So there's some good movies doing the rounds. And also, as well, we'll take a look at what's happening this week. So lots coming up. And also to John Jarrett, how good was the chat with John throughout the week? That was what a great guy.
He is incredible, isn't he? He was so much fun to talk to. And it's funny, we were talking to him off air, you know, and some of the things he was saying, it was just incredible. Like, he's had a great life, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. And there's not much that guy hasn't done, whether it's on TV. I actually saw a meme the other day, him dressed up in his Wharf Creek outfit, his attire, and, you know, and it was a play school meme, right? Crazy
yes,
to think this guy was on play school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he was on Better Homes and Gardens with Noni Hazelhurst, but I think he's certainly found his calling in movies, because he's a great writer, he's a fantastic director, he can act very well as well. So, and what about Sal, which you guys have got coming to the Forum 6 in Tamworth as well later on in June? That's going to be pretty spectacular too.
Oh, it certainly is. And let's see how it goes in Wagga, which I'm sure it'll go very well. But one thing, do you remember what John said, what you need for a movie? Do you remember what he said?
Yes, it's the script.
What's the three things?
It's the script. It's the script. It's the script, right? You and I were completely lost. We're never going to forget that. No, we will not be forgetting that. John schooled us on that. So
yes, he did.
And you know what you need with Movieoki, Mr. Lee? Well, you need the script, what? Obviously. You need the script. You need the script. You also need good talent too, which we don't have. So
we don't have that. No. I think we've only got one of them.
And again, Mr. Lee, it wasn't until we hung up the phone from John we realised we left our resumes on the desk. And why we where we could send them to, and I was very disappointed. Why didn't you remember?
So was I. And you know what? How good would it be to be in Wolf Creek 3 if we could?
We could be the backpackers. Be in the background
or a dead body.
That would be the backpackers, right? We can. what do you reckon? The back. Yeah, that would. That yeah, would be I don't good. Know. That's. I don't know.
That would be fun. Oh my God, that would be so much fun.
And as you mentioned in our chat too, Wolf Creek 3, looking like maybe they might be starting that next year, 2025. So it's a little while away yet, but I cannot wait for it. That's going to be spectacular if that gets out.
Oh, it certainly will. And you know what? I think there'll be a lot of people very happy to see Mick Taylor back.
You're looking forward to that, but hopefully that's a little while away yet. Let's look at some stuff that's actually out now, Mr. Lee, because another massive opening week in movies, and we saw If, which went off with the kids, and I think this one's going to do the exact same thing because he's one of our favourites. Garfield is back at the movies.
It certainly is, and isn't it great to see Chris Pratt yet again doing an animated movie? The one that I'm actually waiting to see in this movie is Samuel L. Jackson. Do you reckon he'll say his famous line that he normally says?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know how he'd slip that into the movie, though.
And it's only G-rated, so I don't think he actually swears, so it can't have any swearing in it when it's G. But as Jay said, Garfield is back, the lasagna-loving indoor cat. And it's funny, would you believe Garfield actually first hit comic strips back in 1978? So that's 43 years ago. And there's been two movies prior to this one, and Bill Murray actually voiced Garfield.
Jeez, it just so long ago, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And I think you can see when you watch this movie how it's changed so much over the years as well. The animation on this is just amazing. Like, it's out of this world. So you feel like you're right in the movie, which is fantastic. Now, Chris Pratt, too, who you couldn't have chosen a more perfect person to voice Garfield. Yeah. He gets right into the character. He's got kids, too, so obviously he understands. But this is Chris Pratt talking about the first time he saw the movie and it came to life with his voice.
The first sequence that I saw cut together with the real animation, with the real color and all corrected and looking like the final version, was a scene where Garfield is in a training sequence with Otto the Bull, played by Ving Rhames, and he's going through these nicknames, Samuel L. Jackson playing Vic, Otto playing the Bull, and he's talking us through, like, and he's like, you'll see the sequence of the acorn with something called roadkill. And I just saw that come together. I was like, oh, okay. I see what this is. I see what we're doing here. It's fun and funny and a quick, high pace, high laugh per minute comedy and, epic and adventure and scale. So that's the first time I saw it.
Sounds like it's got a bit of everything, Mr. Lee, based off that.
It certainly does. But perfect. As we said, Chris Pratt, perfect person to play the role.
Yeah, and he was saying too, like, because it's an animation, it's very different to when you're part of a film where you have to act. He was doing the voicing about once a week, so the rest of the time he could actually go back and spend with his kids, which I think that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty good because, as you know, when you actually have to travel away, you could be away for a couple of months from your family when you're making a movie. So doing an animation, yeah, you can do it anywhere and from any place in the world.
Makes perfect sense to me. This is Garfield, the movie. Let's check that out.
You hungry, little guy? You want a little more?
And that's how I adopted John.
Okay, now have you ever been with a plane?
No, please, no. Ow, it's so hot.
You deserve to be seen with somebody.
This is Vic, my father.
Is that the?
Where?
You think he'd see that coming?
Yeah, very funny, and the kids will absolutely love it.
They will. The director, of course, is Mark Dindal, and he actually directed Chicken Little. Remember that one all those years ago? That was a good movie.
Yes. Well, this one here, it is out this week, so make sure you go and check it out with the family. Take the kids along to see it, or go yourself if you don't have kids. Yeah, one that anyone can watch.
Correct. Now, another one that's opened this week in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange is The Way, My Way. Now, this is a true story, and it's actually on Bill Bennett, and he went on a walk, which is the Camino San Diego walk, where you walk up to 800 kilometres. Could you do that, Joe?
No,
could you walk 800 kilometres?
Jeez, I get puff walking 5. and he did.
I thought you were going to say 5 steps.
Give me a bit more credit than that, Mr. Lee. I was, mind you, though, I did say I was walking. I didn't say I was running it, and I didn't say I got there either. So let's just put that on the record. But how far would you get, Mr. Lee? How far would you get? You reckon? Would you?
I reckon I could probably do about 10K. I think that would be enough for me. I don't think I could do any more.
You're a very fit. You're a fit man, Mr. Lee. So I reckon you could do 20Ks easily.
20. Well, when I go do it, I'll do 20Ks just for you, Jay. But what a great thing to do. And I've actually had some friends that have actually done this walk, and they said it is so incredible and so inspiring. You meet people along the way. People try to give you food. They wore their shoes out. By the end of it, they had holes through their shoes.
After 800 kilometres, I'd be taking about 50 pairs of shoes.
You would, yeah.
It is a lot.
But think of the blisters. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Band-Aids. Just so much pain. And that was what Bill Bennett, who is the director, he's also the writer of the book as well. And he was saying that the trek took such an emotional toll, this exhaustion on him. And what you would after 800 kilometres. And that's why a lot of this comes into the story. And I think it's very well played out by Chris Haywood and Jennifer Clough, who were the main actors in the movie. So should we check it out, Mr. Lee?
Well, I think we do.
Let's have a listen.
It all started on that holiday in Spain.
The Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
Hey.
Need a lift, mate?
No, I'm in training.
Training?
Yeah, I'm going to walk the Camino de Santiago. That's an 800-kilometre pilgrims walk in Spain.
I am hoping that after this Camino, I won't have to apologise for you anymore.
Are you Bill?
Yeah, I'm Balazs. Balazs. Nice to meet you.
Here comes Lassie, yes.
Hi.
Oh, no, I don't have... Oh.
I'm Rosa.
Oh.
Home for the night?
Do I have a turn-down service?
That's a joke.
Do you sleep well?
No, there was someone snoring. Farting.
Ce n'est pas la bonne route.
Ah, bonjour, madame. Bonjour, monsieur.
Somewhere along the way.
I don't know why I'm doing this walk. I want to let the walk give me the answer.
I hope you find what you're looking for. Somewhere along the way.
Bone on bone. You will not be able to continue your Camino.
We'll see about that.
That's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Water. I need water. I see this walk as an 800-kilometre long cathedral. This is the Camino. Miracles happen all the time.
Safe journey.
My friend.
Hey, my friend.
Somewhere along the way, I hope you find what you're looking for.
There you go. The Way, My Way. Very catchy song, Mr. Lee. I was enjoying that.
It is. Oh, so was I. But it's so inspirational. I think those sort of things, you would get so much out of it. Just meeting people, living, basically what you've got on your back is what you have to live with. So if you can't carry it, you don't take it.
I'm thinking after 800 kilometres, he would be a very fit man. You wouldn't have to exercise for the next 12 months after that. So
You wouldn't have to, would you? Like, you could eat anything straight after. You'd be just dying of, you know, hunger and of, a, I don't know, popcorn. Yeah, well,
you need some of that while you're out there, wouldn't you? But interesting, behind the movie, Bill Bennett, he raised the money for it to make the movie happen. Now, there was no government funding. He went out, he found a private investor, and they threw the money towards it. So how good's that? Like, he's found his own way to fund the movie. This is coming from a guy, too, who wrote, you know, obviously the book, and he's still selling 500 copies a month. So people are loving the story behind, you know, the inspiration behind it, and I know they love the movie too.
And this is why we've got to get behind this movie, because if someone is that dedicated to get funding and to make it, that's a great reason to come and see it. And it's Aussie, which is what we love.
Get behind Aussie movies, so go and check that one out. Mr. Lee, there are a stack of movies you can go and see, and where do we start?
Look, let's go with, we've got Tarot, we've got The Fall Guy, Kung Fu Panda 4, What About Sal, Abigail, Challengers, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Godzilla vs. Kong, The New Empire, Turbo, Golda, we've got Perfect Days, Gravel Road, and Freud's Last Session. Or screening, just go to your local website, which is either forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, to find out what's playing at your local cinema.
Let's do some top fives, Mr. Lee. Now, as always, we like to mix it up and go somewhere different around the world. And we did notice that we did have a random stream from Russia this week, which was...
Yes! Which... I didn't realize that we were going out that far, but how good is that? Someone in Russia was listening.
Yeah, the Russian Federation, which in certain places it would tell you exactly where, but it was just kind of Russia. So I'm thinking it must be very top secret. So who knows whereabouts it's coming from?
Do you reckon it was Putin listening?
Well, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Maybe he enjoyed it. Look, you know what? It's no surprise he found Talking Flicks, right? And obviously he's enjoying it. Right. So.
Well, we've had Queen Mary from Denmark listen, I think. But, you know, that's who I'm going with, because that's the only Australian I know in Denmark. So
now we've got Vladimir Putin on as well. Let's give Vlad some movies he can watch with a top five. And Mr. Lee, I don't know how we're going to go with this one. I'm so glad you're doing the Russian ones. And I did do some Googling with some of these titles, and you can't even Google it. Like, it's not even...
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's say, wow. I was trying to say, what is number five? Please help me out here.
Number five for Russia is ASJ Tabarn Astindia.
Well, that was saying it very nicely, Mr. Lee. It really was.
I was trying to do it in a Russian accent, but I don't think that came across, so I won't try to do it.
It did not come across. It was awful if that's where you were trying to go with it. But let's just say number five is a complete write-off.
Yes.
Number four, Mr. Lee.
Number four is Seven Nochi.
Yeah, now, do you know what that means? Right? Do you know what that means, Mr. Lee?
No idea.
It means 7 days, seven nights.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Good on you. I would have said that.
Oh, well, you just didn't, though. I don't know what happened there. Maybe it got lost in transmission somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
The 7 days, seven nights. And another one, Mr. Lee, for you.
I know, and that's why I'm thinking, why did I pick this? Let's go. Number three is... Ognilis?
You're getting better. And I have a feeling that number two you'll be... you're building to the big one, right?
Yeah. Number two, guess from the future.
Well, well done.
And you know, number one is actually a Guy Ritchie movie from the UK, and it's The Ministry of the Ungentlemanly Warfare. And we've been trying to get it here in Australia, but there isn't a studio yet that has taken it in Australia. So we're still waiting for that to come.
The top five for Australia, Mr. Lee. How are we looking this week?
Number five is Twilight of the Warriors Wall Inn. Number four is The Fall Guy. Number three is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Number two is If. And number one for the first week, Furiosa, Mad Max Saga.
No surprise. Saw big numbers for the box office. Let's do another top five in a random state. And this week, we're going up, so Northern Territory.
We are. Number five is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number four is The Fall Guy. Number three is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Number two is If. And number one for the NT, Furiosa, Mad Max Saga.
Well, what I want to know, Mr. Lee, is where was The Strangers this week? Where was The Strangers? It has to be there somewhere. Am I missing? Is there something?
No, it was in. Remember, it was in last week's.
Yeah, well, no, it was.
Yeah,
it was something, but it's new though, Mr. Lee. It should be.
It is. I know, but you know, people just were loving Furiosa.
I know it is hard, and it does deserve its top spot. But one person who would be very happy would be Ryan Reynolds, because If's hanging around. Also, yes. The Fall Guy too. That's been out for some time now. Wow. It's still
which
inside
is
the
really
five.
Good, and yet another movie made in Australia. So. Yeah.
Well, we do have some great movies being made here, and a lot of directors bringing their films over here, which is great to see.
Yeah, it certainly is, because we have got such a great variety of places where you can, you know, make movies. We've got Disney Studios, we've got Warner Brothers on the Gold Coast. There are so many places, and the scenery. If you were a location scout for a movie, why not come to Australia and make your movie here?
Mm. Yeah, we've got great landscapes. And I think another thing too is a lot of these directors will look at the ease of filming here. We'll always try and make way for, you know, they need to, I don't know, let's say for example, shut the Sydney Harbour Bridge for a morning or something like that, we can make these things
happen.
That
really doesn't inconvenience anyone, does it?
Not at all.
No, that's true.
Do it on a Sunday and, you know, and just close the bridge down. Why not?
And you could be hanging off a boy in the harbour, Sydney Harbour, for anyone but you. Remember that? You know, they were just, you know, they fell into the ocean and they were just waiting to be rescued. There's been so many movies. Now, there's one opening up next week called Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Part of that was actually made in Australia as well.
No,
so there
really?
Is so many, which is really good. I know you're a huge Liam Neeson fan. There's going to be Ice Road 2, Road to the Sky. It's partly being filmed as well as post-production in Australia, which is great because we need these people to come out and see how great Australia is. And, you know, you're watching a movie and all of a sudden, like you were saying with The Fall Guy, you go, oh, wow, there's the Harbour Bridge. Oh,
that.
Wow, there's the Opera House. And that's selling Australia to the world.
Speaking of Aussies, Chris Hemsworth, it was a massive week for him. He scored himself a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How awesome is that?
That is so good, because there hasn't been very many Australians that have actually had a star. We've had Nicole Kidman, Russell Crowe, and I know there's other people as well, which is really good. But he really does deserve it, Chris Hemsworth, doesn't he?
He does, but Mr. Lee... We're looking at what it takes to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and anyone can nominate. So basically, it could be a fan, you know, it could be somebody close to the celebrity, but it's got to go via their management. Then after that, it goes to a selection committee and whatnot. And then you may very well find that you do earn yourself a spot to get a star, but Mr. Lee, it doesn't come cheap.
It certainly doesn't. And as we said, we're researching. And would you believe it's $250 just to put your nomination in? Then once a year in June, they actually go through all the applicants, which they get between 25, 30 or so. And then if you get accepted and you get selected to actually put your star in, it's going to cost $75,000.
Oh,
That's US, by the way. That's US. So that's what, about 300,000 for Australian dollars?
I don't know. I reckon I'd be saying, look, you know, just keep it. Just keep it.
But you know what? When we do get famous.
And it will happen one day, Mr. Lee, with our acting. It's bound to happen. I'm surprised it hasn't yet, but better late than never, right? We're just late
exactly
blooms.
Exactly right. But how cool would it be? It's about 20 kilometres long. So it's a long Hollywood Walk of Fame. I've actually walked it, but not that long.
Well, now, what did you do, Mr. Lee? A kilometre? What's that?
A block.
A block. Yeah, so yes. Congratulations to our very own Chris Hemsworth. Mr. Lee, it's time to go around the screens and see what's going on. And I've got to say, my nan is going to be so excited about this.
She is going to be so super excited. And we're, of course, talking Andre Rieu's 2024 Master Concert, Power of Love.
Yes.
Do you like it, Mr. Lee? September 1. Sorry?
Do you like it, Mr. Lee?
Oh.
It's your favourite, right?
Oh, it is. It is my favourite. It is just something that I love.
Oh.
You know, he's got a huge following.
We've got to do it one day. We need to go to one of these things.
Yes, we do. He's got a huge following. And if someone like as big as him can make people do the wave, the Mexican wave, that's pretty impressive.
Mr. Lee, you will sell this out. You'll have people that will be wanting to watch it from outside the cinema. We wanted to camp outside the cinema to watch it, right? They'll be getting there nice and early. Yeah.
Oh, they will. Well, they've got a little bit of a wait because it's not until September 1. So yeah, there's a little
wait. It's a long while. Yeah, that's a bit. But you know what? If you get your tickets now, you've got yourself a seat, you won't miss out.
Yes. Correct. Absolutely. And it's perfect time to get them. So, yes, make sure you do. But Andre Rieu's 2024 Mastery Concert, Power of Love. He always comes up with great names for concerts too, by the way.
Power of Love. It sounds like a ballad, doesn't it? Like, that's what I'm getting. I reckon that's something you'd like. I could see you belting out, like, a Celine Dion number or something like that. I reckon that's what you're playing. That's what you're playing on Saturday afternoon, Mr. Lee, at your place. Hate
if
to
I
be your neighbours.
In the street, I would do it. I would go. If I was in the street, I would actually go to a concert because I think you would. It would be something that you would go, wow, I've been there and done that.
And I know, Mr. Lee, all those years I took the piss. I do get it, but you know what?
Yeah,
I have watched snippets of it, and it was very. His music was very, very catchy.
No, it is. And that's why your nan loves it. Your nan just thinks, and you should take her because she will love it.
I know. She wants me to. But the problem is she doesn't sit still and, you know, she gets up and she claps. And I don't know. I can't do it.
That's all right.
I just can't do it. She didn't like it when I used to, you know, when I did used to pick on the con. And I didn't, it wasn't a bad thing. It just wasn't my cup of tea. But I take it back. I want to go and see Andre Rieu now. So I'll be getting Nan to get some tickets and she can take one of her friends or something like that. Or she can take you, Mr. Lee. You'll take her, I'm sure.
Oh, and you know what? I would because I like your Nan. She's a lovely lady.
She's always been very supportive of the show. Even though she didn't like me picking on you. And that
that's what I was going to say. You used to pick on me all the time and your nan used to stick up for me.
She did. So I don't know why.
That's why I like her.
I kept saying he deserves everything he gets. So, yeah.
No, I'm too nice.
You are a lovely person, Mr. Lee. That's why you're doing this.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it.
Can we stop with all the nice comments now? Can we? this is freaking me out a bit. next thing you know, we'll be having a cuddle. Let's take a look at what's coming next week to the Forum 6, shall we? In the Odeon 5. Mm. But it all starts with a Dakota Fanning movie. I love Dakota.
Oh, she's so good. It's called The Watchers, and it's a new horror mystery fantasy movie all about an artist. Plus, as I said just earlier, we've got Bad Boys Ride or Die, which is the new one from Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, who, I must say, they work so well together in the Bad Boy franchise.
Definitely.
It is, too good.
30 years ago.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm feeling very old now, Mr. Lee. Very,
very
old.
Oh, God, yes, so am I.
Wow.
I'm feeling very old.
Years. That's, yeah. And still going strong. And you know what? They still look funny as ever. So.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
And we will have the trailer for that, and we'll talk more on that. We'll dissect that next week in Talking Flicks. Mr. Lee, it has now come to that time. Are you ready?
Guess the flick, win the ticks. It's time to play everyone's favourite game with some not-so-great acting. This is Talking Flicks Movie Okey.
Yes, it is Movie Okey, and if you haven't played before, Mr. Lee and I will act out a scene from a movie, and usually they're pretty popular movies, Mr. Lee. Everyone knows them.
They are.
They are.
It's too easy sometimes.
I was just going to say, sometimes they're so easy, where this one, I actually was struggling a little bit, but with your help, I got it.
Yes, I told you what the movie was, and you were like, oh, yeah, now I know what it is.
Yeah.
I thought I'd chosen an easy one.
For a long time. Yeah, but I haven't seen it for a long time, so I understand that it takes me a bit to get just into to catch up. But yes, yeah, I'm all good now.
Okay, are you ready to go? Are you in character? Are you ready to get in character?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Mr. Lee, here we go. Now, you make this one in four or less shots, you win the tournament.
Four shots?
Think of it this way. The other team has pulled their goalie. It's wide open. All you have to do is tap it in.
We can do that.
Don't worry. You're still in good shape. All you have to do is tap it in. Just tap it in. Hey? Just tap it in.
Just tap it in? Just tap it in?
It's a bit aggressive, Mr. Lee.
Oh, thank you. Give it a little tappy, tap, tap, tapperoo. Grandma, 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 grandma. All right.
Oh, there you go, Mr. Lee. Well done.
Was that all right?
That was very aggressive. It's like...
I was trying to sound frustrated.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That was, not your best, yeah, Mr. Lee, okay. But you know what? No. That's okay. I'll give you a pass mark for this. If you think you know which movie we have just acted out, head online, forum6.com.au, odeon5.com.au, and all the prompts there, Mr. Lee.
They certainly are. And all you do is just hit that prompt and it'll come up with an email. Send us an email with the answer as our winner from last week, which was the movie Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. It was Byron Phillips. Congratulations, Byron, for winning last week. And it was very easy. All he did was just send that email in.
Yeah, good on you, Byron. Congratulations. And I thought that was actually one of our best last week, Mr. Lee. That was
I thought it was
very
too.
Good.
And I actually liked Harry Potter. I thought Harry Potter was pretty cool.
Well, that's it for us for this week, Mr. Lee. We are done and dusted. We've talked enough. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place. More great movies, Movie Okey back. And, you have a lovely weekend, Mr. Lee.
Thank you. You too. I hope everyone enjoys their movie that they're going to watch this weekend. So talk to you next week.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.